To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. As we continue to explore the Word of God today we look at how the Word of God provides us freedom from error. Jesus replied, "You are in error because you do not know the Scriptures are the power of God," according to Matthew 22 and verse 29. So the causes of their error were twofold. One, an imperfect knowledge even of the Scriptures which they recognized. And secondly, imperfect conception of the divine attributes and limited knowledge of the divine power. So they could not conceive in their minds and any human fellowship in the life of the resurrection except such that which reproduced the relations and conditions of this earthly life. So Jesus answered the question asked by the Sadducees about the resurrection by telling them their problem. The problem is not with Christ and the truth of the resurrection. It is with the sinner. And here our Lord declares to us the root cause of all error and unbelief. It is ignorance of the Scriptures and not knowing the power of God. And these two truths are inseparable this morning. There is no way of knowing and understanding the power of God apart from the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Nor there is any way of knowing and understanding the Holy Scriptures apart from the power of God revealing them to us this morning, brothers and sisters. So C.H. Spurgeon says, "If you wish to know God, you must know His Word. If you wish to perceive His power, you must see how He works by His Word. If you wish to know His purpose before it comes to pass, you can only discover it by His Word this morning." End quote. So brothers and sisters, Scripture also tells us to do our best to understand the truth of God's Word. He says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth," according to 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. As Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
"I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. Father, we honor you this morning and we thank you for a new day. We thank you for new mercy. We thank you for your peace and we thank you for your joy. My God, I pray this morning as your people go that the word of God will rest upon our heart. I pray, Father God, that you will comfort your people. I pray, mighty God, that you will uplift your people this morning. As we go throughout the day and we focus on you and believe in your word, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Let us continue to embrace the ancient word this morning, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful day. Coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.